胡家龙经济脉搏嘉宾主持胡家龙会计理财师。胡家龙会计理财师是麦格理大学会计系文学士，雪梨大学工商管理系硕士，麦格理大学法律系法律学士，澳洲理财顾问学会理财策划文凭，澳洲理财顾问学会院士，银行及证券学会高级会员，澳洲董事学会会员，四级贷款证书，澳洲职业会计师工会院士，澳洲税务协会特许税务顾问，澳洲理财顾问学会特许职业理财师，精英中国集团主席，澳洲会计师工会专业理财专科，澳洲会计师理财工会自管退休金专科，澳洲新南威尔士州太平绅士。胡家龙经济脉搏是由精英中国基金赞助，本节目的宗旨是提供普通理财和税务知识介绍，并不能够以本节目的意见作为专业的投资或税务指导，因为每一个人的财务及家庭状况各不相同。各位听众在作出任何决定之前，请咨询你自己熟悉的专业人士，例如会计师、理财师或者律师查询。如果听众在收听这个节目之后作出任何财务上的决定而未经专业人士的指导，胡家龙会计理财事务所所有成员以及 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台不负上任何法律上的责任。胡家龙会计理财事务所是 Australian Unity 个人理财集团的其中一名成员， ASIC Corporate Authorized Representative Number 240940以及255786， Australian Unity Personal Financial Services Limited Australian Financial Services License Number 234459。
大家好，欢迎大家收听今个星期的胡家龙经济脉搏，我是节目主持张智力。今个星期我们请了澳洲著名会计师及理财师胡家龙先生上来做我们嘉宾主持。胡生你好啊。
是，你好张智力，各位心机旁边的听众大家好。那么直播室呢还有、Jonathan 胡士文在这里的。
是，大家好。
嗱，今日呢就好荣幸啦，就是其实是啱啱个零钟头之前安排嘅，咁就大家应该听到呢个节目咧，成日都话系由知名信集团系sponsor， 系我哋个赞助商嚟嘅，咁就咁一直咧，我都请唔到佢啲人上嚟同我哋倾下偈咁嘅样啦。咁啱啱咧就系我哋今日同佢哋倾紧一个相当扎实嘅投资嘅项目咁嘅样，咁就请咗佢嘅喺墨尔本嘅董事咁样，咁就嚟做个访问，咁佢已经喺 line 嗰度㗎啦，係咪啊张志玲，係啦，咁我哋喺度同Jonathan Webster 讲声 hello 先。 Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
That's good. And, you are now online, and,
thank you.Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, welcome to on our show. It's your virgin visit, and also because the program actually saying that Jamison is the sponsor of the program, and so it would be good to have you come on the program. So that let our audience understand who is Jamison and what.Opportunity is available to the investors and the public. So maybe I should start. 好啦，就阿詹明信个集团咧，其实就系嗰个 head office 就系喺墨尔本嘅，但系咧佢有好有趣咧，就有香港背景嘅，咁就或者我開始問一問Jonathan Webster 嗰、那個知名信個背景先 ，and then 我哋先至睇睇去分析一下有咩嘢 正嘢啊，其实我哋觉得几即系相当正嘅一个 project， 就系就嚟出面试啦咁样。咁通常我哋系未曾出家之前，我哋就已经攞咗 quota 嘅。咁就大家可以尤其我头先先同我两三位我嘅客户已经有兴趣做嘅，就叫佢嚟听呢个节目嘅。So 大家可以留一留意。咁maybe 啊 Jonathan， 你Jonathan Wu 就做翻译啦，好唔好啊？咁就即系你我唔系我同我问Jonathan Webster 嘅问题，咁 Jonathan Webster 答完之后，就 Jonathan Wu 用中文解解释，好唔好 ？OK， 好就我调翻转头啦，不如。因为唔系调翻转头啦，阿 Jonathan， 你问阿 Jonathan Webster， 咁我用中文翻译啦。OK， 咁第一件事我哋问嗰个背景先，好冇
？OK，so Jonathan， it's Jonathan Wu here， so just not to get confused with everyone on the line today 。So you know， funnily enough， in a very odd way， me and Jonathan Webster go back a long way。We've actually indirectly and directly known each other for actually close to 20 years, which is the time that when we started our asset management business about two decades ago.
Jonathan 剛才就講呢就好有趣呢，就係Jonathan Wu 同埋 Jonathan Webster 呢，其實呢就係喺佢哋嘅前身之前呢已經識咗20年㗎啦。咁最近即係呢幾年先至開始又相聚返咁樣。咁但係 Jonathan Webster 而家就係知名信集團嘅董事。
So, I mean, just to kick things off, Jonathan, can you sort of give us a bit of background around Jameson and sort of its origins?
Sure. So myself and my business partner, Nick Brown, worked for the better part of a decade together at Macquarie Bank. And in 2015, we set up our own funds management business.
Jonathan, if you can hold on that, let me translate that. Jonathan 和他的 partner 呢，舊時其實就是 Macquarie Bank 的 banker 來的。咁就喺2015年呢就係、是、出咗身出咗嚟呢，咁就係、是、form 咗呢間集團嘅。Go on, Jonathan.
We set up the business to primarily take Australian deals offshore to Asian investors. And we've been successfully doing that for almost 10 years now.
That's very interesting. 嗱，咁咧就佢設計呢個集團嘅時候咧，就係冇諗住喺澳洲嘅。佢哋係點咧？就係喺澳洲咧，就 package 就係啲投資嘅產品喺澳洲嘅投資嘅機遇咧，然後咧就去介紹俾啲亞洲嗰度嘅投資者嘅。咁一陣間，阿 Jonathan 會解釋佢亞洲嘅來源喺邊度咧，咁樣。Jonathan, go ahead.
We had been told by a number of institutional investors in Hong Kong and China and Singapore that they didn't see good deal flow from Australia because it had been picked over by Australian investors first.
Now, 就佢哋嗱，就講翻佢，因為點解呢個集團係同香港、中國嗰邊咁有聯繫咧？就係佢哋。睇到個問題呢，就係、是、好多喺澳洲相當好嘅投資嘅機遇呢，好多時候未好嗰啲，大家都知道呢，好多尤其係地產方面呢，成日拎咗返香港啊、中國啊、四周圍去買呢，老實講，若果真係咁好嘅話呢，澳洲啲投資者已經立曬㗎啦。咁賣到出去海外呢，通常呢就喺澳洲未必賣得好㗎。咁就咁當然唔係一竹光打死一船人啦，但系喺財務產品方面咧，若果係好嘅時候，好多時候未曾出，喺澳洲本土已經俾人攞曬嘅。咁佢哋就係發覺有呢個需求，係喺澳洲能夠攞到，淨係唔俾澳洲人先嘅，淨係攞咗去海外嘅。咁佢哋發覺有呢個咁嘅機遇咧，就所以佢哋設計呢個集團嘅起點咧，就喺呢度啦。
Continue, Jonathan.
So we took our proprietary deal flow from Australia to our network of investors in Asia first, and that's how we started our business. Today, we have expanded to offer our investments to Australian onshore investors too.
咁咧就开头佢开始个集团嘅做法咧，就系将一批呢啲产品、财务嘅产品咧，就根本就冇摆喺澳洲买嘅，直情就即刻就攞咗去亚洲，俾啲亚洲嘅投资者攞晒噶啦。咁但係呢近年来呢就係、是、亦都係我哋开始同佢哋reconnect 返呢，叫做大家係再重新傾下，就係、是、发觉咦有啲deal呢，就係佢哋已经有能力亦都够数目呢係俾埋澳洲嘅投资者㗎。嗱 ,Jonathan maybe, you can explain a little bit more in terms of this shareholder connection with Hong Kong operation.
Yes, absolutely. So we've raised about 18 different funds, and it's about $500 million in capital.
Mm-hmm.
And we opened up an office with one of our partners in Hong Kong called TTB Real Estate 2 years ago.
Right.And 佢哋 so far 咧就喺呢个十年咁上下嘅时间咧，就系、是、大约系做咗大约5亿澳币嘅生意嘅，咁做咗18个 project。一阵间我哋讲嘅第19个，咁呢18个 project 咧就系、是、大部分都系去咗香港，但系咧就最近呢几年咧，佢哋就去香港开咗个 office 啦。Jonathan?
So we visit regularly, but now we have 2 full-time staff based in Hong Kong that travel around the region, meeting with institutional investors, family offices, and high net worth investors. And about half of our investment capital comes from that region.
Right. 咁喺過去兩年之前開始咧，就係佢哋已經係有兩個。請嗰兩位executive 員工咧，就喺香港咧，就係、是、去同好多大部分嘅 institution 咧，就係、是、機構投資者同埋 family office 家族辦公室，去將Jimmy Jamison 喺澳洲呢啲每一個 project 咧，就係、是、介紹俾呢啲投資者。嗱喺度講一講咧，就係、是、我哋同 Jamison 已經做咗1、2、3 project 噶啦。
So, Jonathan, I guess, you know, looking at the other side of the perspective, how do you primarily source deals, given, you know, the especially Asian investors haven't been able to access good deal flow?
That's a good question. We have our own proprietary deal flow, so we originate transactions directly withAustralian asset owners and property developers that we've known for over 20 years.
咁就基本上咧就我问个问题啊 ，Jonathan 咧就系佢点揾到呢啲正嘢翻嚟咧？就基本上佢话咧，因为有好多基金经理咧，特别是系做呢啲私人贷款嘅基金咧，就系、是、佢譬如系要跟第三者或者有其他人要介绍人俾佢哋咧，佢哋咧因为佢哋嘅关系，特别是系同啲发展商咧嗰啲关系非常之好，而嗰啲关系咧都超过成20年嘅，咁所以咧佢哋就好多时咧就见到好多好多呢啲好嘅 deal flow 嘅。So generally, I mean, Jonathan, how often are you sort of getting a deal off the ground and presenting it, you know, in front of investors? I mean, what's the sort of cadence you guys have operated on?
Yeah, another good question. We don't strive to be the biggest asset manager in the world. We strive to provide the best performance. And so for us,we are looking to do perhaps 1 deal every month, typically around the size of $10 million. But there's about 6 months worth of work before we can bring that deal to market.
咁平均嚟讲，我就问阿 Jonathan， 佢就通常佢系要几耐先至有个新嘅盘出嚟，或者新嘅投资机会出嚟咧？咁佢就平均嚟讲咧，拉匀咧就大概1个月有一单嘅。咁每一单咧，通常佢哋有嗰个佢筹几多投资者嘅钱咧，就大概1000万左右。 咁咁就佢哋就係囉，佢哋唔係希望，佢哋個目標呢唔係想做最大嘅私人貸款嘅基金經理啦，佢就淨係想幫投資者增加最高嘅回報率。I mean, that raises a really good question, Jonathan, as well, is, I mean, you know, you said you're not looking to be the largest, you know, private credit manager in the market. What do you think your niche is compared to many others? Because obviously one of the things that we've seen, even as advisors and our own family office, is that it's almost every manager's dog is setting up a private credit fund. I mean, what's sort of your view on that and how are you sort of making your own difference?
I guess the private credit space, there's no doubt there's a lot of newer entrants in the market that are filling the void left by the domestic banks. We are very experienced in what we do, and we try to do deals that are too big for any one high net worth investor to do alone, but not so big that we have to compete with the mid-market credit funds.
So, 我就問 Jonathan 咧，佢哋作為 Jameson TTB 呢個機構咧，嗰個分別喺邊度咧？比起其他嘅私人貸款機構或者基金咧，就係佢哋就想做嗰啲 deal 嗰個，你可以話嗰 deal 嗰 size 或者嗰個額咧，投資額咧，就係比一个家庭咧，好似譬如我哋自己胡家咧，就太大，我哋唔可以占咗成个 deal。同一时间咧，就佢哋唔想同啲所谓叫做中介或者中 size 嘅私人贷款机构去compete 嘅。咁所以佢头先阿 Jonathan 所讲咧，就佢哋嗰个目标咧，就大概每一单咧就系大概一千万左右嘅。So Jonathan, something that we talked about earlier this afternoon, sort of changing the angle again, is you made an interesting point or observation in terms of what, you know, the direction you guys are heading in at the moment, and you are sort of avoiding what you guys call, you know, vanilla construction deals, where, you know, you're, I think the term was, what was it, lending short and long? And so sort of, you know, a lot of deals that we had done since we've entered the private credit space sort of probably close to 5 years ago has had elements of construction. So, you know, what's your view on that and why do you not like construction?
Markets move all the time and there's nothing wrong with construction loans. Our feeling was about 18 months ago that there was going to be inflationary pressures on the cost of materials, and we were concerned about the solvency of some builders. And so as prudent asset managers, we don't have to lend for construction loans. And we thought it was a much safer approach to write loans for existing assets or for land.
咁Jonathan， 我就問 Jonathan 嘅問題就係、是，因為我今日晏晝都有傾過偈嘅。咁我哋晏晝咧，Jonathan 就有話，佢哋而家睇翻嗰個市場咧，佢哋邊啲客佢哋就覺得係借錢出去俾佢係會比較適合佢哋嗰個市場嘅睇法咧，就係佢唔想借錢俾人去起樓。佢咧就係、是、反而咧就喺呢一刻咧，或者佢哋話覺得十八個月之前咧，佢覺得如果發展商係起樓嘅話咧，佢哋嘅成本咧係會增加。最主要原因點解會增加咧？係因為通脹嗰個問題。咁如果邊啲朋友咧，就近排呢幾年係自己起屋啊、裝修啊，你都要知道嗰、那個嗰啲成本啊、material 或者 labor 咧就貴咗好多嘅。
係永遠係開頭嗰個 budget 咧係。一定超出嘅，
冇錯啦。咁就 Jonathan 同埋佢個 team 咧，就係、是就 identify 到呢個風險，咁佢就覺得咧，佢就仍然佢哋寧願咧就係、是、借錢俾發展商，係只不過係已經揸住一幅地，佢哋唔想要或者佢唔想冇嗰、那個起樓嗰風險，
或者起完
嚇、啊，或者起完咧現成揸住一個物業咧，去再按出嚟去借錢咧，就係、是、穩陣啲，因為你現成。 嘅起源嘅楼咧，嗰、那个价值系会准确啲噶嘛？或者你系斋揸住一幅地咧，就系、是、就系、是、一样都系嗰、那个评估咧系准确啲嘅吓。Jonathan, does that mean you know when do you think you may feel more comfortable going back into construction, if at all?Or do you think the market has just moved that much in terms of like the risk, cost, inflation pressures, etc.?
Sure. It comes down to the feasibilities that we analyse. So the cost of construction and the profitability of a project, about how much margin is in them and how much flex there is on the cost side for them to increase. Typically, we're looking at we want to have a profit on cost of at least 15% before we see the project as being something we would lend to.
Profit on cost 15%, what's your definition?
So the profit on cost is what's the cost of the land plus the cost of the
construction
less any other service charges.
Mm-hmm.
How does that weigh against the revenues that you can derive from the sale of the asset?
Mm.
And how much profit margin there is for the sponsor that we're looking to lend money to? Because if they have not enough profit in the project, they can likely, you know, walk away or things get into trouble. We want to keep them happy.
Yep.
And
咁我就問了 Jonathan， 如果你而家呢一刻咧就覺得起樓嗰啲貸款嘅投資機會咧唔係特別吸引嘅話咧，你會唔會有一日會翻入去參與落呢個市場，或者你基本上係絕係冇對呢個市場係冇興趣嘅？咁 Jonathan 嘅答案咧就係話有，就始終咧就係睇每一個 deal。嗰、那個情況係點樣？如果佢睇翻佢哋本身嗰個發展商嘅成本，而嗰成本嘅定義咧，就係、是、基本上嗰幅地再加佢哋起樓嗰個成本，減翻任何嗰啲所謂服務嘅 charge 或者費用嘅話咧，佢哋想見到嗰個發展商咧有至少有15%嘅盈利 on 嗰個 development。所以假如嗰、那個成個成本就係1000万嘅，佢至少想見到個發展商咧賺翻嚟嗰個去賣走嗰層樓起完之後咧，就可以至少賣到係1100万嘅，1150万嘅嚇。咁就所以佢話唔係肯定佢唔會再做起樓嗰啲，不過佢哋就喺呢一刻咧就會避免啲嘅。Jonathan。I guess outside of first mortgages, Jamson also offers some other, you know, let's call it spicier, is maybe a term, or more exotic deals in the mezzanine space. So not first mortgages, but, you know, sort of second mortgages and mezz. Can you sort of, you know, explain to our audience why that market could be attractive, and also, you know, what sort of risk does that entail? So let's cover the opportunity first. I'll translate that, and then we'll talk about risk.
Sure. So the opportunity in mezzanine debt is, or junior debt, some people call it, or second mortgage, is one where you have the ability to earn a higher yield, so returns of 15%. Or more per annum. But in order to take on a higher loan-to-value ratio, there needs to be a greater amount of profit in a project. So in the same way you're picking as a manager which loan types or loan structures are appropriate, you also need to pick the right asset classes that have demographic tailwinds to them. And you know, they're the types of mezzanine debt transactions that we will look at.
Okay, so 喺我就問 Jonathan， 除咗佢哋做第一按揭嗰啲投資機會咧，佢哋有做譬如第二按揭啊，或者所謂叫做 junior 或者mezzanine 嘅貸款嘅投資機會嘅，
就風險高啲個層次啊。
冇錯啦，咁就咁我就問 Jonathan 呢個機會係點嚟，或者係有幾吸引咧？咁就佢就話基本上咧，就嗰個收入或者個息口咧係高好多嘅。So actually, Jonathan, how high is Mez? If you talk about interest rate differential, obviously interest rates move. How big is generally the difference between a first mortgage versus, you know, junior debt, Mez debt deals? Are we talking 500 bips or, you know?
Yeah, I mean, technically, you know, most will try to achieve 5% above the cash rate for a senior debt type return. And there's a number of other elements that go into pricing risk. But on the mezzanine side, you're typically looking for about 8% above the cash rate.
Yeah, so it's about a 3% difference.
Correct.
Yeah, so, correct. So 咁基本上就是我問了 Jonathan, 那個第一按揭同埋簡單來講第二按揭或者高啲風險嘅貸款嗰個息差有幾大咧，佢就講緊係大概係300点或者3% 到嘅嚇。咁就嗱，我就啱睇到時間差唔多。Jonathan, we're about to hit our advertisement break. Would you kindly stay on the line and we'll come back to you very shortly?
I'd be delighted to.、Yeah. Thanks.
好，翻嚟之後將會有胡家龍經濟脈搏第二個環節，一陣見啦。欢迎大家回到胡家龙经济脉搏第二个环节，我是节目主持张智力，直播室这里依然有胡生和 Jonathan 的。
大家好。
大家好。So, you know, Jonathan, picking up from our conversation just then, we talked about the opportunity in junior debt or mezz debt. I mean, sort of, what are the risks then associated with that market? And, you know, let's talk about the risks and then I'll translate and then if you can talk about how Jamison tries to mitigate it.
Sure.So, I mean, the big risk is that you're in mezzanine debt, you get paid second. So the senior lender receives their money back at the maturity of the loan first, and then the mezzanine debt comes back second. And everything you're doing is, through proper due diligence, is to make sure that you get your money back in its entirety. Debt lending of any type is about avoiding landmines. It's not necessarily about chasing returns. You just don't want to lose money.
咁就我問了 Jonathan, 如果你係肯作為一個投資者去買第二按揭嘅話咧，個風險喺邊度？咁個風險咧就係基本上就係話還唔起錢，因為始終如果你係第二按揭嘅話咧，個定義好簡單，你係排第二去收錢嘅。Number one 咧就系、是、个 senior debt 或者个第一按揭咧，就系佢哋收钱先，佢收晒佢嘅利息同埋佢嘅本嘅。之后咧，咁就你先收到你嘅利息同埋你嘅本，咁所以嗰个利息嗰个差别咧就有大概3% 到嘅。So Jonathan, how do you guys try to mitigate it?
Sure, the most important mitigation is thorough due diligence, which is.A bit of an umbrella expression for knowing everything there is to know about the asset, how much it's worth, getting formal valuations done to determine its value, doing thorough diligence on the sponsor or who your counterparty is, making sure they're solvent and doing credit checks on them. And then finally, you can structure through contracts to protect yourself.But perhaps I can talk about that next.
Yeah. 咁就 我就问Jonathan， 如果风险系高咗嘅话，系为咗收多三厘嘅话，咁 Jamson 嗰个集团咧，佢哋会点帮投资者去睇住佢嘅投资，或者佢哋点可以避免呢啲风险咧？假如系还唔起钱嘅情况之下，咁啊 Jonathan 嘅答案咧就系话，如果第一就系佢哋嗰个评估嘅能力啦，回顾嘅能力啦，就佢每一单咧就佢要睇翻嗰个所谓叫做英文叫做 sponsor， 嗰个 sponsor 咧就基本上就系嗰发展商，佢哋本身。他们的 track record 或者他们的记录，他们都要看回他们的表现的嘛。那个表现是说什么呢？就是说假如之前我是 有借钱给他们的，他们本身是不是有还利息，还每个月的利息是不是还得准不准，会不会迟到，去到到期为止还本有没有迟到。咁呢啲都係全部都係啲所謂叫做characteristic 呢，你就想睇得好清楚先至肯借俾呢啲集團嘅。咁就有第三個方法呢，就係用合約嘅方式去保護投資者啦。So Jonathan, tell us more about those contracts.
So in the same way you can register a mortgage for first mortgage purposes, you can also register a mortgage for second mortgage purposes.And what that means is your right to that asset or that debt is listed on the asset's title.
Okay. 咁就基本上，嗱，譬如你本身你想买间屋，咁你就向一间四大银行借钱去买屋，佢就安排个按揭俾你。咁佢本身系揸住你个屋契噶嘛。Okay， 呢个就系第一按揭。同一時間咧，如果你係投資者，係作為揸住嘅第二按揭咧，你一樣可以 register 或者登記呢個第二按揭咧俾政府嘅。咁呢個咧就係第二個方法咧，就可以保護到投資者啦。So Jonathan, I might hand it back over to Simon to talk about the opportunities at hand that we have at the moment that I think are quite exciting that we're going to, you know, obviously look to get some of our closest clients on board with. So I'll hand it over to Simon.
Yeah. Sure. Now, Jonathan, I may actually using your two new opportunities that to illustrate the first mortgage and second mortgage. And let me make some disclaimer first.各位听众，咁而家咧就系我就会访问Jonathan Webster about 而家佢有两个新嘅project， 一个就系第一按揭，一个系第二按揭，用呢个方法去解释咧，头先Jonathan Wu 同埋 Jonathan Webster 讲嗰啲风险啊回报嘅指标嘅。咁呢兩個呢，我哋可以同大家講呢，都係我哋自己感興趣嘅，咁就亦都會帶俾我哋啲客户。咁嗱，喺度講到好清楚先，呢、這個而家我哋講緊唔係一個投資指導嚟嘅，你哋若果有興趣嘅話，就一定要聯絡你自己理財師、理財師就是、註冊嘅理財師，或者係可以 contact 我哋呢，就要大家有 interview， 同埋我哋而家現在嘅客户就冇問題㗎，我有曬你資料，會知道你做開呢啲嘢嘅，咁我哋會同你個別傾嘅，咁就但係聽到呢、這個而家講嗰啲嘢呢，就唔代表係一個投資指導。Just want to make it very clear that this is not a investment recommendation, and for anybody who listen to it, make sure you talk to your own licensed financial advisor. And if it is our clients, please contact the advisor who look after you and see whether you are suitable or the product is appropriate to you. Jonathan, I know that you have the a very exciting one at actually one regional part of New South Wales, you know, south of Sydney, and it is a retirement village and consists of 87 retirement villa. And as a mortgage, do you want to explain to me the deal so I can break it down and explain to our audience?
Absolutely. Our first senior debt deal is the Jamison Finance Trust number 19. Mm-hmm. As you rightly pointed out, it is an existing asset, so there's no construction risk. The mm-hmm. property is established,
mm-hmm.
and it is an existing retirement living community that has a positive cash flow coming off it,
mm-hmm.
With a very experienced sponsor.
Yeah.
And we are refinancing their current debt on it
mm-hmm.
at a relatively high rate and a very low loan-to-value ratio.
Yep. 嗱，呢一個新嘅product 咧，就係佢哋第19個 deal 嚟噶啦。咁就係正如我頭先講過啦，我哋公司都同埋我哋啲客户都有參與佢哋大約三個project。咁呢一個 project 咧，就係係一個雪梨南邊一個區嘅一個，其實嗰個區咧就好多退休人士嘅。咁呢個咧就係一個退休村嚟嘅，就包含咗87間獨立嘅，佢哋叫做 independent living unit， 就獨立嘅住屋，其實大約係 townhouse villa 咁嘅情況啦。咁就已經租曬出去嘅嚇。咁呢一個發展商或者係呢、這個我哋叫 sponsor 啦，就係、是、一個相當大嘅專係管理同埋發展退休村嘅一個集團嚟嘅。咁就佢哋係將呢個成個村咧87間一次過咧就攞咗出嚟做按揭咧，係去還翻以前借嘅錢。然后呢就再褪咗钱出嚟呢去做第二样嘢嘅。Jonathan, the money, they borrow, my understanding is about a touch below 10 million. And what are they use it for? Apart from repaying the existing loan.
Repaying some of their existing loan,
mm-hmm.
and also the property, developer or the asset owner
mm-hmm.
is taking some money out.So it's called an equity withdrawal.
Ah, okay, all right. 咁咧就係除咗係還佢而家手上嘅debt 之外咧，就以前一齊發展嘅一個其中一個 partner 咧，就係玩完呢個 project 攞翻錢走啦。咁最緊要嘅問題，我哋就問咧，就需要咧，就係話我哋借錢係借到係幾多先？Jonathan, in terms of the loan-to-value ratio, you actually did mention that they borrow with a pretty low leverage. What exactly it is?
So the asset itself, we've had a recent valuation done by CBRE,
mm-hmm.
and the as-is value is $22.8 million.
Right.
We're securing ourselves against that.And we're lending just shy about $9.5 million, which means our loan divided by our value is 41.5%. So
yep.
very low gearing.
Yeah, it is. 咁最近呢 CBRE 呢就係做咗個估價，即係呢87間嘅單位呢估價值係2280万嘅。咁而佢借出嚟嘅錢呢就係9.5 即係950万呢，咁就基本上我哋叫做 loan to value ratio， 即係你嗰、那個攞出嚟按揭嘅價值同埋你借嘅錢嘅比例呢淨係41.5%啦。一般嚟講，借貸嚟講呢41.5%呢係一個相當低嘅數字。咁好多時候尤其係冇建築嘅冇即係直情起晒㗎啦嘛。咁揸住實物嘅話呢，銀行好多時候借到65%、70%都 OK 嘅，但係呢個情況呢淨係借到41.5%，即係話你揸住個保障就好犀利嘅。Another point, Jonathan, is that the ability to pay the interest, and my understanding that was covered quite well as well.
Yeah, because this is an existing asset that's fully occupied, the asset has income being generated from it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to structure a loan that sees our lenders or our investors paid 10% per year with cash paid monthly.
In terms of the interest cover, what's the ability of that interest cover?
So the business in the valuation stipulates that the business spits off about $3 million a year, Australian dollars.
Right.
And that's net of any costs.
Mm-hmm.
We, with our interest payment that needs to be made on an annual basis, it's an interest coverage ratio of 2.5 times.
Right, that's very good. 就是剛才我問幾個問題是幾重要。第一呢，就是投資者是我們，譬如我們放錢去，我們回報是幾多呢？那個答案呢，就是 10% 的。那這個 10% 年息呢，就是每一個月都派息給你的，就是說你若果是用複息計算的話，你的回報率是達到 10.5%， 你每個月在收已經收息落了袋的嘛。咁然后一年之后，12个月嘅啫，一年之后呢，你年就係打攞返本，同埋最嬲尾嗰个月嘅利息嘅。咁我哋叫做 deal structure， 个结构 of 呢个投资呢就好简单嘅啫。咁就另外一个问题我问 Jonathan 呢，就係亦都係好重要嘅。咪先嗰个借钱嘅 borrower， 嗰个发展商，佢点样可以有钱俾你嘅利息呢？咁样咁条数就好易计啦。你嘅利息呢就係100多万咁上下啦 ,right? 连埋其他手续费呀咁之余之类呀。咁呢、這个retirement village， 呢87间嘅 retirement village 租咗出去呢，佢每年呀、所收嘅除晒所有费用嘅收益呢，有300万左右。咁若果以最保守估计呢，佢嘅嗰个 interest rate coverage， 即係话佢能够俾到利息嘅收入呢，係达到 2.5 倍嘅，即係你唔使驚佢俾唔到利息啦。咁快借钱最紧要就係我嗰个保障有冇先。有个保障就係你淨係借到係41.5%。你嗰、那个佢俾唔俾到利息，俾到个利息佢淨係收租，每个月都多过你 2.5 倍。咁喺呢两点呢已经讲俾我听呢，呢一个系我哋叫正 deal 嚟嘅。So, Jonathan, it sounds pretty good type of first mortgage deal. No construction risk, the return is reasonable, the LVR is low and the interest rate cover. Is there any other risk that you can see?
The risks really are quite low on a relative basis in this particular asset.
Yep.
Because it's been operating for better part of a decade now.
Yep.
The business has cash flow that we can see and a history that we've been able to analyze.
Well, 剛才我都講過啦，我再問啊 Jonathan 嗰、那個有冇其他風險啦，佢都同即係基本上佢係咁講，我自己睇左睇右睇呢，就覺得個風險都唔高啦。咁就當然任何嘢唔可以講 100% 冇風險嘅，咁突然間打仗，突然間我唔知啦，地震打地震有保險啊 ,suppose 啊。But anyway,我就睇唔到幾多其他嘅風險，所以呢一個咧，我哋喺近年來可以講係幾，我哋叫筍雕啊，係幾正嘅一個投資嘅項目嘅。So， 咁我哋就搬去第二個比較高風險啲嘅啦。Now Jonathan， we have about 10 minutes left， and let me move to a other scale， a higher risk project that you actually have a second mortgage， and do you want to just brief us and use that as example to explain to our audience how the second mortgage works?
Sure. So, the second mortgage investment typically much smaller amounts of money, and they're sometimes viewed as top up funding for deals.
Mm-hmm.
We only do mezzanine debt deals where we see we have a higher hurdle for them.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be more profitable, mm-hmm. and they need to be in sectors that we see have a strong tailwind.
Mm-hmm. Now, 通常佢睇第二个即系 second mortgage 即系第二按揭咧，佢哋嗰个评估咧就严谨好多，因为呢个风险高啲嘅。嗱，喺度顺便同大家大解释，譬如话一个 project 嗰、那个借钱嘅机构系借 first mortgage 借到六成咁样，或者六成五咁样，咁嗰个发展商仲系需要嗰个资金仲要多啲嘅，咁 mezzanine finance 或者 second mortgage 咧，可能就系由六成借到七成五啊，或者去到八成，咁呢一橛咧就系我哋叫比较高风险嘅，咁变咗咧就嗰、那个好似 Jamison 呢啲专做财务嘅机构咧，佢哋就会去 check 呢啲咧就更加严谨啲，因为唔好忘记嗰、那个回报亦都系相关系仲系高啲嘅。同埋仲有一样嘢咧，就系佢哋去拣个资产啊，系要拣系喺市场上咧，系唔系个个都有，或者系个个都系即系个个都起紧嘅嗰样嘢，个需求就系、是、分分钟一跌嘅时候，亦都会影响嗰个利润。所以咧，佢拣嗰个资产亦都好重要。Jonathan, you mentioned that the asset class you looking at with some tailwind that you'll be, you know, before you're interested in it. And this particular one that you have is a pretty special type of property, isn't it?
It is. An asset class we've been attracted to for a long time is the healthcare sector, and in particular, specialty disability accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
That sector receives a large amount of government support, mm-hmm. so effectively your rents or your income is partly underwritten by the federal government.
Yep. Now, 咁喺呢一个 second mortgage 第二按揭嘅 deal 咧，佢就有好有即系包含咗乜嘢咧？就系佢哋好有兴趣嘅，就系、是、关乎医疗上，尤其系有政府资助嘅嗰种物业。咁大家都可能会知道，澳洲政府使咗好多好多钱去资助一个叫 NDIS 嘅National Disability Insurance 嘅嗰种产品。呢种产品咧就系起啲物业出嚟咧，系俾啲伤残人士，而政府咧就差唔多大部分嘅租得由政府俾嘅。咁若果系咁嘅情况咧，你起完呢啲楼出嚟咧，你系唔担心系会有空置，或者唔担心系俾唔起租嘅。Let's focus back on this particular project. Can you brief us a little bit?
Sure. So the project is the development of specialized or 15 specialist disability accommodation apartments.
15.
It has two overnight nursing units in it with associated car parking and retail on the ground floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Springvale in Victoria. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we like it is it is a very defensive asset class.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about a 30% development margin or profit on cost.
30%. So,
mm-hmm. 30, yeah. So it is a project that can take the higher rate of interest we will charge them to provide mezzanine debt.
Okay. Now, 就呢一个呢就係刚才佢讲喺维省嘅，佢喺15间呢啲 disability accommodation, 即係呢啲有伤残人士嘅住宅。咁就另外有两个係nursing unit, 即係要即係要照顾又好即係有护士照顾嘅单位啦，就两个呢啲单位嘅。咁同埋呢就係有一批嗰、那个车位，同埋有一个系做零售嘅，喺成个project 里边。咁由于呢个借钱嗰度咧，系个利息会高啲咧，佢哋就去要睇咧，就借钱呢个公司咧赚喺呢个 project 会赚到几多钱。咁佢哋计出嚟咧，呢、這个 project 咧个发展商会赚30%。嗱，30%嗰个回报系好高下嘅。即係你譬如話係 所有钱摆落去，喺唔好忘记个发展商可能自己净系攞咗20万出嚟，你100万系60万系 first mortgage， 系另外20万系嗰、那个second mortgage 嘅话咧，你个回报咧30% 咧就系、是、你攞20万出嚟赚30万嘅，嗰、那个利润相当高嘅。So in terms of the Jonathan, in terms of the mortgage, that portion you lend up to 75%. That is basically from what, 65 to 75?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. So 嗰、那个保障咧就系、是、由65%-75%。What happened? There's a cost overrun.
We have, in order to reduce the risks to investors, we, Jamieson Capital, have agreed to fund any cost overruns above 75% to a maximum of 80% to ensure that the LVR ratio doesn't increase for the risk won't increase during
for the investor. Okay. Now, Jamieson 呢亦都做一个系basic。基本上就是对大家投资者一个信心保障，就是若果起的时候那个成本增加了，那怎么办呢？那样那不要忘记起楼的时候他借尽钱的嘛，那若果成本增加了，那钱哪里来呢？ Jamieson 呢就是说他们由借了 75% 到 80% 这五另外这个 extra 的这个 5% 呢就是Jamieson 他们公司借出来，唔使投資者借，但投資者個保障咧就係65%-75%，即係話咧，你若果起完之後個物業只要唔會跌20%+咧，你都冇事嘅。咁唔好忘記呢啲樓一起完之後，政府就已經立咗噶啦，因為根本就唔夠嘅。咁你起完之後 ，and then 就租出去，而呢個發展商亦都係專做呢啲 NDIs 嘅物業。And finally, Jonathan。What is the return to the investor?
So investors in the Jamieson Finance Trust 18 can expect there's a target return of 15.5% per annum.
Mm-hmm.
The project term is 2 years mm-hmm. or 27 months.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's a multiple that the investors should receive on their money of about 1.27 times.
Mm-hmm. One point two seven times. Okay.
Their money back.
What happened if the after 27 months they haven't finished?
Well, the project would continue until it's completed, and Jamieson would fund any cost overruns.
Mm-hmm. And then
until it's completed,
and that investor will be just keep accruing the interest at a rate of 15.5.
Correct. The interest rate, there's a set interest rate, and then if the loan goes beyond the term, investors can receive a default interest rate on top of their original interest rate, which is an increase of 5% per annum.
Okay. 咁就最嬲尾就係個投資者嘅回報率係點？回報係點樣咧？咁基本上個 project 咧就係27个月。咁就你呢、這个就唔係每个月派息㗎啦，咁就係、是、到投资者呢就係、是、係完咗之后呢就係攞返钱，佢估计呢就係、是、大约係 1.27 呢，就你打10万蚊落去呢攞返12万7嘅，咁若果以复息计算呢就大约15%+ return。若果佢係到时未起唔完嘅，或者係有时间延长咗呢，佢有另外 extra 嘅 5% 嘅罰款嘅利息，咁變咗投資者回報率就好高㗎啦。So, Jonathan, our time is up, and thank you so much for spending your time with us and with our audience, and hopefully we will talk to you again in future project.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Simon. Thank you, Jonathan, for inviting me.
Thank you.
Yeah. And bye. 大家拜拜。
拜拜。
好，拜拜。